Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, man. I haven't made that mistake in weeks. Oh, shit. Welcome, Blog Talk Radio listeners. Robert Palmer, Robert Joseph Palmer, coming at you from the Raven Institute. The show, Channel U. Channel, and then the letter U, like Channel University. And why? Because you have arrived. It's time. Time for you. It's time to channel you. Yes, the age of God's gurus and guides, it's gone. It's your turn. You are now in full embodied master. The full integration of your divinity has happened and to your little human self. And maybe it happened while you were asleep. Maybe no one told you. But it's done. And look at how messy things are on the planet. Ooh, that's right. Those things you gave power to pulled the rug out from under you and said, hey, you're on your own. What are you going to do? And everybody got scared and surrendered their power, that big illusion of power. Weird. So I don't know how I got on that. Today's show, writing in the new consciousness. That's right, mastering the studio of all of your creation through the art of writing. Yes. So, long title. So we're going to continue our discussion regarding the master's ability to be a purposeful mess maker and how that mess, that purposeful mess making reveals clarity, okay? Because you are a divine creator, you can go ahead and do things like write as much as you can, as fast as you can for 15 minutes, and then look back on that, or even just that, reveals to you what you need when you need it, which is the literal definition of abundance. Thank you, Daryl Anka, channeling Bashar. And I, you know, we have to give kudos to that. A lot of our information energetically comes from that Daryl Anka does channeling Bashar. And we really very much appreciate that. We look forward to giving them monetary reward for their intellectual property. Yes, as the Raven Institute grows. We're very much looking forward to that. But anyways, watch for that. I'll brag about it because I just love abundance and how it works. And Mr. Daryl Anka is creating a lot of passive abundance from us on its way very soon. Way to go. Way to follow your excitement, Daryl Anka. And so writing the new consciousness, last week we talked about it. We got about as far as being an open-ended creator. Well, first of all, the Raven Institute, 5 schools of personal mastery in the new consciousness, and then we do 5 shows a week that coincide with those 5 schools. So 5 themes. So energy, entrepreneurship, leadership, performance, and writing. So today's Friday. Today's, hey, we're in the writing studio. And normally it's like happy hour. Hey, it is 4 o'clock. I guess we can get away with it. Hey, bartender, what are you doing over there? So, how's your guy get a drink in the studio? So, we do have a full up bar in the writing studio. I mean, come on, you're in a writing studio. Are you kidding me? Gotta have that going on a little bit. Keep it under control. So, the Raven Institute is those 5 schools. Now, we really, you know, see ourselves as a portal to the new consciousness. We really help people fully experience the integration. Like, you can't say, oh, we're going to help you fully integrate. If someone says that, you see that kind of, we're going to help you come into your divinity. You've already done that. The work, the wonder, the worry is done. So you might want to look more for people who are just like, hey, you're fine, just the way you are. Or, hey, try some of these things just to go ahead and experience just how wonderful you are. Yeah. So that's what the writing program is here at the Raven Institute, and it has been for decades. And in our classrooms and schools that we manage, we just watched the magic happen. We documented all those little lab rats that we called students. Thank goodness for them. And they showed us everything we needed to know, and we got to see the magic happen for them all the time. And they all became these wonderful writers, like 100%. Like, I mean, we never found somebody who couldn't write. In fact, when the Raven Writing Studios was our business, that was our slogan, everyone can write. Because in 20-plus years, you couldn't find somebody who couldn't write, which ruffles the feathers of the elitist in writing. didn't say everyone was Hemingway. We didn't say that. We said everyone could write. So we just found kids that could barely write a sentence became functional writers. And functional writers became good writers. Good writers became great writers. And great writers became people that were going to be historically famous. So everyone just went to another level. We didn't know why or how. We didn't care. We just watched it and went cool. And we never told anybody what to do except, hey, try this. This is kind of fun. And they were like, they agreed. Like, wow, this is fun. This is like totally different from the way we were taught to write forever. And same with me. When I went to Mercy College and met Sister Christian, I was told how to write. It was just, it was really awkward. And it was a terrible experience for me. And then she like took over all the tables in the temple. And she literally contradicted everything we were taught. And we all became writers, and it was just so much fun. So our writing program is based on the work I did with her in college. She had about a 36-step flow chart in her system. I was like, what the heck? And I was always, you know, she was always encouraging me and all of us to adapt the system to our own collegiate scholarly work, whatever works for you. So we would, and I did. I'm a great adapter. It's one of my superpowers, as you know. And then I always had in the back of my head, how am I going to use this in the classroom? How am I going to teach it to kids? Let me recreate this so I can simply share it with them and they can get their stuff done like me. Because for me, it was all about getting things done at a really high level. Like I wanted to really have a legitimate, authentic experience with my scholarly work. And that was first and foremost for me. And then, of course, I wanted to get it done fast and easy. And I was always, I was a pioneer in the new energy without knowing it. I was very much a believer in the Christ consciousness and come alive in it and realized that, you know, the kingdom of God is at hand. Everything's wonderful. Why shouldn't I enjoy my schoolwork? And why shouldn't it be a great experience for everyone involved? And why shouldn't it be easy and fun? And that people still want to hear that. Especially people that are struggling. But, so that's what was happening and just having a blast. But what I was getting at is I just wanted stuff to be simple and fun and easy and quick so I could get back to chasing girls in college and getting out to the clubs and playing sports. And so and whose motivation isn't that? You know, we tell a student that, hey, I just want to help you do this faster and easier so you can get outside and play. And of course, you can't say get outside and play anymore. You got to say get in your room and do nothing. And but whatever, you know, whatever motivates you. A whole other topic. Hey, we got to do that show. So a little background on the writing program there. But so the writing program that we have is a five-workshop system, each containing five classes. And so what we're focusing in on, we're not going to teach you this thing on the air on Blog Talk Radio every week unless you want to listen for the next few years and somehow map it out. But pretty arduous thing to do. But we do want to talk, generally speaking, bigger ideas, not so much specifics, although maybe we'll share a tool or two in the future here. I don't know. If you want to practice a tool specifically, come to an event. You know, we do standalone events at least twice a month now. They're virtual right now. And they're only $40. But you get to practice two of the four compelling tools in Workshop 1, our standalone writing event. It's, I'm telling you, it's one of the most powerful things I ever get to be witness to. And I never get tired of it. You know, we created it, you know, I don't know when we did it, years ago. And it just is this, it's a marvelous marketing tool. I mean, we've got to admit that because everybody experiences it. It's like, oh my God, I've had this breakthrough moment. I know what I need to do. And they can start managing the studio of their creative life through the art of writing. And you can see that, you know, because we talked about that last week, how we're all massive divine creators, and divine creators, everything's just, wow. We've created everything. I mean, everything you can, you know, human reality has been created by your divine consciousness and things you haven't even noticed yet. And writing allows you to put on those special goggles to see some of the things that maybe you're not seeing. So you get to go have a little shamanic experience where you go to a place where you know, feel, and see everything, and you brought a camera with you. It's your pen, and it's just a beautiful thing, and it's wonderful. So we've all had this gigantic, remember the metaphor of the studio is everything the Raven Institute is about. It was called the Raven Studio for so long because of that. That metaphor is so powerful to us that you as this grand creator have, everything. And everything in your studio is everything. Everything, everything is you. And it's just, it's immense. When you start writing, it really becomes visible to you. And it gets rather daunting at first. You're like, holy crap, what's happening to me? And how can I do this? But energetically, you learn to trust. You know that you're enough. And that, you know, the power of you as a creator, that is your space. That is, you know, it lays and waits for you and to serve you. And not so much for you to serve it, which that's when the human gets really tired. I have to serve all these things, my studio, my family, my business. You become that slave to it. And really, it wants to serve you. That's divine energy. That's energy. All you need to do is follow your excitement. Whatever is in the studio at that very moment, even if it's just 5 seconds or 5 minutes, you need to follow the thing that excites you. That's what the artist does. The artist walks into a studio full of tons of artwork, wall to wall, and all those things are at various stages of development, but the artist has a keen sense and intuition what to go for and where to spend his or her time and energy. And I can't say that, you know, that metaphor is kind of idealistic, because most artists do struggle, right? Because they step in their studio, like most of us, with anxiety, not excitement. And those are two very different places to create from. One creates a very low frequency and creates very low frequency reality as a result. The other one, if you have the courage to just follow your excitement, creates a very high energy. It activates high levels of energy and abundance to the point where energy is just doing all the work. You're just watching, you're just letting synchronicity, allowing, get to a point of allowance and trust. And when you can do that as a writer, it gets really powerful. And that you get to experience that for 5, 15, or 20-minute writing segments, you now realize how you can create. And you're like, oh, it's like that. Yeah. When you wrote for 15 minutes about something that excited you with no expectation on the outcome, just as much as you can, as fast as you can, with no preconceived notions, what happened? Well, I created all this massive stuff. We didn't really create it. It's already there. You revealed it. Okay, the word reveal is in the subtitle of all 5 workshops, because you do something and something's revealed. Okay, and it's not something, you know, it's not some arduous thing you do. You just try something that excites you and it's fun and easy. And we don't even tell you it's going to happen, because you might fumble it up in your brain a little bit. You might, you know, your mind might get a little triggered and start doing strange things that break the connection you have between your divine creation and you. And probably the biggest thing that happens in writing workshop one of the subtitles, what the title of it is, connecting creativity and intuition. And that comes directly from Sister Christian. She actually had a book titled that, Connecting Creativity and Intuition. And I always felt that was very powerful, because that is the experience you're having. For me, it became connecting you with your divinity. You know, and see, divinity can't exist in the same place with things like suffering, with things like force, with things like difficulty. They can't. We used to always personify it like, well, your divinity just steps out, and then suddenly you go to create by yourself, and you know how it feels. You literally walked into quicksand, and you're trying to run a marathon, and you just can't get anywhere. You're exhausted. It's hard. And what you're feeling there is your divine consciousness stepping back and saying, well, I can't occupy that space. You're trying to bring me into a space of suffering, and I can't exist there with you. And because of the total integration now happening for us, this is new. Because that was always our metaphor. And there is a sovereignty, even though you've had this embodiment of your divinity, you know, you're an embodied master, this came to us just a few weekends ago in the studio after some really powerful writing about our workshop 2 companion book. And it was very clear to us that even though the full integration has occurred, that the two are going to remain sovereign. That your humanity, your mind, whatever you want to call it, is going to remain sovereign and separate from your divinity, even though there's been a full integration. Because what's the word I'm looking for? I'm unforgettable in my head anyway. Unconditional love allows the other to be free and sovereign. Right? It doesn't tell it what to do. And for so long, that was our spirituality on the planet. Even the Christ consciousness got stuck in that or lost in it. I don't think it meant to be that way. I think we created it that way, that you're somehow an imperfect thing, a sinner, and then you have to be fixed. You have to be saved. So there's this constant toil and battle between your divinity and your humanity. Well, now the full integration, and I never believed that. The Benedictine monks never taught that view of Christianity. It was always the kingdom of God is at hand. Done. There's nothing else to do after that. There's nothing else you can say. That's it. You can't criticize anybody. You can't judge anything. It's just done. And it's what Adama says through the Crimson Circle in Colorado. Everything, everything, everything. Says it three times. Because for some reason, one, everything is not enough. It's not, that's everything. And that just breaks everything down that the human can come up with that integrates relationships and differentiates, which is so dangerous. You're listening to the show from the Raven Institute, the show Channel U, your host, Robert Palmer, Robert Joseph Palmer. And if you'd like to give us a call, you can at area code 515-602-9786. Our discussion today, writing, fifth day of the week, our fifth school here at the Raven Institute, the School of Writing. We're coming to you from there. Writing in the New Consciousness, mastering the studio of all of your creation through the art of writing. And that's what the master does. He continues to be a purposeful mess maker, and this reveals clarity. And today we're going to specifically talk about the four voices. We started to talk about the four tools last week. We got into open-ended creation, like I mentioned a little while ago. Got off on a tangent. Apologize. And then the cataloging tool, which, you know, allows us to take that massive open-ended creation and start organizing the studio into categories, which helps us. Again, that's the human and the divine both bringing what they have to offer to the table, and things are doing good there. And even though we now have topics to write about, we write about them, continue to, in that open-ended manner of creation. So the next thing we want to talk about is looping. Looping is something that happens when you either do an open-ended writing or you write about something specifically in your catalog with an open-ended energy, and then you're done in 15 minutes, and you suddenly, we have you write about your writing immediately. Okay, so we call that an intuitive loop. There's that intuition and creativity coming together. And so the intuitive loop is you literally just skip a line and then you begin to write about your writing, what you just wrote. But you do it intuitively. You don't read back. You don't look at it. It's intuition. And that writing takes 5 minutes or less. Okay, the first thing we do with you is typically 15, but then we always say the loop is 5 minutes or less because it's intense. And we don't say five or more, we say five or less. Because you just know that 15, you kind of sometimes you're having to push yourself a bit, like you're kind of hitting some walls, and you're like, am I gonna make it to 15 minutes? There's still five left. And so you use some techniques to keep the pen moving, like rewriting your last line or writing about being stuck, and these things unlock you and get you the next thing that you need to have happen is revealed, and you just keep the pen moving. So, but looping is different. We don't force it. Got to get to the 5 minutes. No, you just feel it. You know it. When it's done, it's done. And so that's what a loop is. And then there's a number two loop, which is a subject of so many jokes. I'll do a number two on that. Well, it's like, well, isn't that bad? So we always say number two, and then all kinds of jokes start happening around the writing studio. Unavoidable, especially when you're working with middle schoolers. Holy moly, no, you said number two. So the number two loop can be done anytime. The first loop, the intuitive one, is done immediately when you're done writing. You don't have to do it. I always recommend it. But once you practice the tool, you are now going to loop everything you ever write forever. sell it. That's just how it is. But you can always, you know, if you don't do the intuitive right away, you can always come back and do the number two. And what that means is you read what you wrote, and then you respond to what you just read. Okay? So you can do both of those together at the end of a writing, which is really intense. We don't recommend you do it very often, because it'll end up backfiring. You're not like, I can't write today. I just can't go there. You'll talk yourself out of it 9 times out of 10. Because it is, you know, you are going pretty deep. And you can just say, you don't feel worthy of it that day, which is never true. But because once the pen starts moving, the energy starts flowing. And when you're done, you're like, what do you mean I didn't have energy? I got 10 times more energy than I thought I had. I'm done. And it's just, some, you know, it's a game we play. So, so those are your loops. So what happens in the loop is four voices are revealed. And those four voices, if you've been listening to our show, are literally showing up in everything we talk about from our four or five schools format. It's so funny. In our school of leadership development, we're talking about the Master Leader series right now, and the four voices. That starts, you know, the Master Leader allows these things to happen. And so that's, they showed up. It's like, well, we can't stay right there. They are. That's applying to here. And then school performance. It shows up in the over-the-top tool. Because the over-the-top tool doesn't make any sense if you don't loop back and reflect and talk about what just happened, which is basically what activates the four voices. And then entrepreneurship, same thing. So funny. And, of course, energy. The writing school is the energy school. I mean, Adamus, being channeled through Jeffrey Hoppe of the Crimson Circle, challenged the planet for someone to start an energy school. So we said, oh, well, we pretty much have one, so let's just call it that and let's just go. So we're, you know, we can't wait to start working with those folks. So the four voices start showing up in the loop, and we identified them. There's four of them. You might want to make a four square. It's up to you if you haven't done it yet. I mean, listening, you maybe have your four squares in front of you. A lot of quad things happening in our shows lately. So just come with a four square, ready to go. Whether it's Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow quadrant, or if it's our energy flow quadrant, or if it's the four voices, four for four for four. So your first voice is the voice of clarity. So when you're looping, you're writing about your writing, this clarity thing comes through. We call it the crystal clarity. Sometimes we call it the summation voice for a long time. Because within it, it's just that line or that word or that phrase that just, you know, it just encapsulates everything. You may have wrote 2 or 3 pages, but it's just that one line. It just goes, when you loop, it's just like that says it all. You couldn't have said it that way. You couldn't have had that if you hadn't done the 15-minute writing before and then wrote about the writing. So that crystal clarity, it's just like, oh, that's the line. And that's the, you know, and that's so powerful. Love that. And those become the teachers for your social media to draw people to your blog. Hey, that's a show. So that's the first voice. The second voice that shows up when you write about your writing is the insight voice. And this is new information. So if you hadn't taken the time to write about your writing, this information wouldn't have come through. These insights wouldn't have been revealed. Okay? So the insight voice. Okay? There it is. Woo! So you got clarity and insight. And then the third square, doesn't matter where you put these, is my favorite little voice. It's maybe it's the coyote in me, but it's a voice that calls you out on your bullshit. I love that. We call it the called out voice. And but it's never done with malice. You know, it's your best friend. It's just telling you what you need to know, and it reveals any flawed belief systems or thinking that no longer serves you. It just calls you out on it. And you start writing about your writing, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, bang! It just identifies something that's petty or mental and just knocks it down immediately, just like a best friend would do if you're having a talk with them about something. They're not going to let you dig your little trench a little deeper and your rut a little deeper. Your best friend's going to stop you. Whoa, that is not what's really going on. You know, and that's just beautiful. It's not done out of malice because there's trust. There's a trust. There's a rapport. And that's your divinity talking to you. Okay. And it doesn't have to be a bully. So you can tell the difference. The mind can be a bully. Probably other voices from other people in your life. But when a divine voice calls you out in your bullshit, it's funny. It's awesome. It's a great moment. It feels good. It's a release. And you're ready to hear it, or you wouldn't be told it at that moment, at that time. Okay? Because you're perfect about timing. And the divine creator is perfect about time. Everything happens exactly when it's supposed to, when you need it, when you need it. Okay. You get what you need when you need it. What did I say? That was funny. So the fourth voice that comes, so get called out on your bullshit. So previously accepted beliefs are revealed to be flawed or no longer serving you. It's the more proper way to say that. But I like the whole PS thing. The fourth voice is very pragmatic. It's the call to action voice. Awesome. So crystal clear, too, on a call to action, like something specific for you to do related to your project that you're, you know, making messes with in your writing. So you pick a project up off the wall in the studio of all of your creation. It could be anything, your book, your business, your blog, your baby, and you just start unleashing the four tools from Writing Workshop 1 onto it. Your baby, I like that. Baby blog. And you just start doing open-ended writing, and then you do cataloging. You list all these topics from the five categories we've talked about in the past. Now you're organizing dozens, 100 topics maybe, and you start open-ended writing about those, and then you start looping on everything, and you start getting all this clarity, and you start getting calls to action about that project. You start creating amazing clarity, receiving insights. You start getting called out on old belief systems about you. Clean those things out, and that's what starts happening. Beautiful. Only 90 seconds left, so we're going to talk about the fourth tool in Writing Workshop 1 next week, dialogue. The imaginary conversation on paper with any person, place, animal, thing, or abstraction. Yes. So we got through looping today, and we talked about the four voices for the first time here in the writing studio, but we've been talking about them in all of our shows. So look back, and you can see how those four voices can be applied to other things like performance, like entrepreneurship, like leadership. And but here's where they first showed themselves, in the writing studio. So powerful. Look for our events. Go to our website, theraveninstitute.us. Email us at wellnesscrow, crow with an E, C-R-O-W-E, wellnesscrow@gmail.com, or give us a call at area code 231-590-3967. Robert Palmer, Robert Joseph Palmer, coming at you from the Raven Institute, the School of Writing, the show, Channel U. Have a great weekend, and watch for weekends at Raven. We're kind of building that brand. We're going to see where that can go. But otherwise, have a great weekend. Where's that drink I ordered? I never got it. 10 seconds left. Remember, all is well in the studio of all of your creation, and the master uses writing to manage that space. Be well and have a great weekend.